You are the labor arbiter.
Cole?
Yes?
How are you?
Hello, Mr. President.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, no, it's always a delight to hear you.
I wondered if we could persuade you to come to work with us on a matter for several months, and that would be to be the director of what I would set up by executive order, a community relations service, which would represent the government in these various racial negotiations which are going on and will be going on over the next 3 or 4 months, partly in September with the schools, but matters such as Cambridge, Gadsden, Alabama, Savannah. We have been doing it now pretty much on a extemporaneous basis with under Burke Marshall and some of the lawyers in the Civil Rights Division, but we wanted to have somebody who was not a part of the arm of the Justice Department, but who could do this until such time as the Congress might act on setting it up by statute, and we would be in a more formal position.
Could I talk to?
I wondered if you could talk to the Attorney General, who is very anxious to have you do it, and also with Burke Marshall. And perhaps if you could come down and see us all next week, we could give you a better idea of what we have in mind.
Yes, I'm coming in on Monday in any event, and I would like to come in and talk about this. It comes like a bolt out of the blue, of course.
Right.
There's so many things you all plan.
Right.
Well, you always get the sense from people.
Yes.
But still, this doesn't mean that we're saying no by any means.
Right. Well, now, what are you going to be doing down here Monday?
It's the Labor Management Committee.
Oh, will you be meeting at the White House or over at the Labor Department?
The White House.
Oh, I see. Well, why don't I plan to have a few minutes to talk to you then?
But I'd like that.
Good. Bye, Mr. Cole.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Waiting.